That's what it says, but I don't want to stop you from having your say, but we have no, you know, we have no control over that. That gets to be a civil matter.
Well, so that's a problem we have.
I understand it, and I'm, but don't call us, call the sheriff's department.
I thought that's what this letter would pertain to.
Yeah.
You had a problem with something like that, you have it.
The letter's on the two properties to the north of your road.
And if that one's purchased, it'll have to come through just like
It'll have to come through, too, and there's no action being taken on that property.
No action on this corner
property. Because there's nothing going on that property other than they're storing some lumber there, and that's a temporary thing.
Okay. Well, I spent 33 years in Michigan. I was on Oakland County, Michigan, which was the largest county, doing your guys' jobs. They gave us a big book, and it had laws and regulations, and I read that book and studied it and everything. And when I went before with the county, they had friends come in and buddies and this and that and the other, wanting access, a little more, a little bit here, and I voted against every one of them. I just about got run off. So I just wanted to...
Well, I'm sure that Tanco is going to be a good neighbor to you.
I hope so.
And they'll do everything they can to keep that road
Mr.
open.
Mr. Strider's on the board out at the senior center, and everybody sure thinks the world of him.
Yeah, yeah.
And I do too.
Yeah. So
and I've tried working.
I'd say
with
if
the guys.
You have any concern, just go to John.
I know most of the guys that's working over there, and I've been friends with them too.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you for your time. Anyone else?
I guess I should be for it, so. We will be a good neighbor, just so you know.
If you can, sir, if you can speak to us,
so,
please.
And, but we will be good.
And your name?
I'm John Stauffer.
Yeah,
sorry.
Just for the record.
Okay. And we will be good neighbors to that guy over there. I know it was a pain when we were building it because it was a muddy mess up in there, and we had cars parked everywhere, and I tried to make sure that that road was clear for him. And it is clear now, and we will be, you know, making that road a little better, putting some more rock on it, and just cleaning that road up. As you guys have probably saw, we had a little issue with the building up in there, and that's why that material is stored over there, because we had a little issue with the building in the wind. And so that material should be off there in about 2 weeks over there. So, and I think we've cleaned it up quite a bit, and I sure hope that you guys will let us have our lumber yard there. Thank you.
All right. Appreciate the time. You want to come back up? So any more questions, comments, discussion?
I just think it's imperative you keep the road open for them.
Yeah, absolutely. We've definitely tried to. The only time that I'm aware that we actually had some of the roadway blocked was, as I'm sure you guys saw, the siding and the whole left side of that place was pretty much rotted out. And in our remodel, we did put a couple units of wood there as close to the building as possible. We did have ladders and jacks up on the side trying to re-side that, which it is a very narrow way.
Yeah.
But we did try to, and we will definitely keep trying to make sure that that is cleared because we know that is a public access to get through there to those two houses.
All right. Anybody feel comfortable to make a motion?
I'll make that motion that we approve it.
Got a motion to approve the application?
I'll second it.
Got a motion and a second to approve the application. All those in favor, raise your hand, say aye.
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 Opposed?
I do business with them. I'm going to abstain.
We have one abstention.
So,
Presley, you
five
got
with one abstention.
I bought a tooth before there the other day.
Thank you for your time this evening.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
If you clean up your road, I'll vote next time.
All right. We are moving down to 132 Lugano. Branson Creek.
Michael and Kelsey Bardwell are seeking Planning Commission approval of a Division 3 special use permit to allow nightly rental use in the existing villa located at 132 Logano Lane, Hollister. Per the assessor's information, the three-bedroom villa was built in 2007, is located in the Villas of Fieldstone at Branson Creek Development. It's lot 7, unit B. The villa is held in condo-style ownership. The properties to the south and east are occupied villas. The property to the west is owned by Ozark Golf and Hunt Club, LLC, and is 11 acres in size. Property to the north is a pond. The project received a total score of 15 on the Eastern Taney County Division 3 Relative Policy Score Sheet. And currently, there have been 16 special use permits issued for 13 locations in the villas of Fieldstone at Branson Creek. That doesn't include any of them that are in the homes, only the villas. In our standard nightly rental special use, Division 3 staff recommendations apply. If anyone has any questions on those, I think we've thoroughly covered those in the past. Our location, zoomed out, is this highlighted one right in the corner. As we zoom in, the applicant currently owns this villa, which is an approved special use twice for nightly rental. So they will currently own both villas. And here's just a side picture of the villa showing you a current picture. And at that, I would turn it over to the applicant.
And just before we get started, there were two emails sent out, one for and one against, that was available for all for the commission to review as well.
Good evening. Thank you for having us. My name is Kelsey Bardwell. This is my husband, Michael. We own, as Scott pointed out, we own 130 Logano and now 132. I wanted to point out in that photo that in front of the villa is actually a really tall retaining wall. So, if you could go back to the prior slide.
This one?
Yes.
Yep.
I'll point it. It looks like this villa might be facing our villas, but it's actually on a really high retaining wall. So, if you look out our front doors, you face a retaining wall that's covered in vines at this point. But we own on at 130, which is on the right side, and there's a pond in the back, and there's a street on the other side. So it literally does not touch any other neighbors, and I'll get to that, but I think that's important. I was going to bring my kids tonight. I have four of them. I wanted them to see due process at work, but I'm not sure they could have hung out this long when I saw that we were at the end of the agenda. I thought, forget that. But anyway, so earlier this year, I met all of you when we applied for the ability to use our villa as a nightly rental, and thankfully it was approved at that time. I struggled whether to bring up an issue that I saw could be a problem going forward, and I chose not to do it. Since then, I've researched the law and some cases that have happened since then where the subject was about nightly rentals, and I know that if I do not raise an issue now, I will not be able to raise it later, and I'm acting on my family's behalf in a way that I would advise a client of mine to act. I have to leave here knowing I've done everything I can do to obtain this permit in protecting our rights. If I don't, I will always wonder what if I had brought it up. This board has bylaws. The bylaws require several things. Three of the ones that I would like to point out are that you let everyone be heard, you allow cross-examination, and you disclose all, actually four, and you avoid conflicts of interest. In the interest of being businesslike and in no way personal, I would like to read the commission's bylaws regarding the conflict of interest. Any member having a direct conflict of interest on any business coming before the commission shall excuse himself from the meeting and will not discuss it, will not vote on that matter. This policy is there to protect me as an applicant, but it's also there to protect you as commissioners when a decision might be called into question later. Seeing that there have been several appeals filed and court cases, I didn't want to give up any right to bring that up. So I'd like to ask the board if there's anyone that owns property in Branson Creek to get it on the record.
Yes, and I represent Scott Township on the Planning Commission.
Okay. Thank you. And for the record, can you say who your name is?
Howard Kitchen.
Okay. I'd like to start by saying that we've only ever been treated kindly by those living in the home which shares our driveway and those living in the home that used to share our wall, or the people that lived and shared our wall. All the owners in Branson Creek love the neighborhood, but for different reasons, and that is okay. Some may like it that there are many retirees. Some may like that it's friendly. Some may like the solitude. We come up to get away from our crazy life. Others may like the supplemental income that comes that nightly rental can bring, and that is okay. We don't all have to think exactly alike and be good neighbors. One of the concerns raised at that hearing on 130 Logano was parking in the shared driveway and the ability of our elderly neighbors to get out of their garage. To take care of this issue, we provide temporary garage door openers on keychains to our guests and require that they park in the garage at all times during their stay. There have been times when the driveway was full, but it was not our guest. It was actually our neighbors. And we were okay with that. We were happy they had visitors. In those instances, we just waited until we could get in. It was no big deal. When we act like neighbors and give each other the benefit of the doubt, a lot of the concern goes away. In fact, that neighbor is going to use our new villa for their family to stay in over the holidays. No charge. Don't worry. But that's what neighbors do. We get along. We've had no problems. We've had a successful nightly rental this year. We're grateful for that. We did not expect it. We were often unable to use it because it stayed booked before we could make plans to come up there. And we heard back in July that our wall neighbors at 132, the subject of tonight's, this part of tonight's hearing, that they would be looking to sell their villa. And we never intended or expected to purchase another property, and we don't intend to purchase anymore. We just saw it as an opportunity we could not pass up, and that it would protect our current investment in the existing villa by making sure the people who bought next door would not try to make nightly rental ownership more difficult than it has to be. The previous owners took great care of the place, and it was in immaculate condition, and so now we have a property that we can use. But here's why I'm applying for a nightly rental permit. It's arguably one of the most isolated villas from the rest of the neighborhood. It borders us on the right, the street on the left, a pond in the back, and it faces a retaining wall. It makes sense for us to use 130 as our family getaway and the new 132 as a nightly rental for several reasons. 132 has its own driveway and doesn't share with anyone else. People can park in the garage or driveway without any hassle at all and with zero contact with any other neighbors. 132 borders no one else but us. And if we're up here more often in 130, we can take care of any issues on the spot. That said, no, we don't intend on abandoning our existing permit because we worked too hard to get it. We still would like to reserve the right to use it as a nightly rental, but we would be the ones taking care of making sure that our elderly neighbors are never blocked. Now I'd like to describe to you the ways in which 132 meets the requirements of a Division 3 special use permit for nightly rental. The opening paragraph of Section 4.7 of Appendix D to the Taney County Development Guidance Code sets out the reasons that nightly rentals should be reviewed by this commission. It says, nightly rentals in a residential area have the potential to be incompatible with the surrounding residential uses. Therefore, special regulation of nightly rentals is necessary to ensure that their use will be compatible with surrounding residential uses and will not materially alter the neighborhoods in which they are located. Excuse me. There are currently, to my knowledge, 18 to 20, give or take, nightly rentals in all of Branson Creek. I think the number, Scott, you gave, you said that was just for the villas.
Just for the villas.
Allowing a villa to become a nightly rental does not render the villa itself incompatible with the surrounding residential uses, nor will it materially alter the neighborhood in which it is located. Not only is our unit compatible, nightly rental is exactly the same use as it was originally intended and as many of our neighbors intend for their villas to be used. In fact, Branson Creek originally and still is marketed as being vacation homes that can be rented out as nightly rentals. At that time, the Property Owners Association wouldn't even manage the nightly rentals for the residents. I have a handout. You've all probably seen this before. This is an advertisement of Branson Creek as being sold as nightly rentals. The photo of the villa in